Randy Allen, Brandy Allen, Allen, 428-77. Miss Allen is a 43-year-old woman who comes in, 47, comes in today for Suboxone. Refill patient is taking 8/2, 3 times a day. This is the dose that she's been on after she had ankle fracture. Has kept her from using any opioids or any of the medication. This is noted on the drug screen. She does have positive THC in the process of obtaining a THC card, by the way. Paragraph. She also suffers from increased weight and possible fatty liver. She and a history of bronchitis. She continues to smoke. She has definite symptoms of COPD. COVID immunization, non-allergy, penicillin, social, smokes, doesn't drink, doesn't use drugs, last period 2011, surgery, appendectomy, C-section, ankle surgery, no surgery, cyst removed from the ovaries. She's had 2 ankle surgeries that's still causing some pain, but the Suboxone is doing is able to do the dual action and controlling her symptoms of pain as well. Let's see, 158 pounds, 99%, 97.9, 26-2, 130, 122 over 84. Heart positive, small as of 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixed with JVD, skin shows no ashore on mucosa with that lesion. Continue with Suboxone 8/2 TID. Next number. PDMP was not done today because the system was down. Next number, year analysis reviewed. Next number, THC has been discussed with patient in the process of getting a medical card. Next number, she needs blood work. She hasn't had any blood work done for some time. Next number, we had a long talk about her smoking, the fact that it's going to cause a lot of problems and issues in the future. And she's in the process of switching to vaping and possibly quit smoking. Next number, fatty liver noted. Next number, she hasn't had any blood work done over a year. She can either go to PCP and get a copy of her blood test after it's done and bring it to us, or we can do it here. She's chosen to come back next week fasting for her blood test. Next number is no sign of abuse, misuse, or diversion. Thank you.